Okay.
Let's call the meeting to order. We stand for the pledge, please. I'll ask Kelly to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. All right, so, looks like our highway superintendent is not going to be here. The only thing I've got on the highway is I got a call from Randy at Beauregard's, and it looks like our new loader is looking to be delivered on the 19th, so possibly the 20th or 21st, the town will take possession of it. So we're in the process of getting things ready for that. The only other thing we've got on the highway is we've got a, I guess there's a sand pit that's coming up for sale. The Revenue Boys are putting their sand pit up for sale up on the Route 11 in Morse Forks. So we're thinking about it. Makes it tough. We don't have a full board right now, but that's something we're working on. Larry's here, one of the owners of the pit. Larry, have you tested most of that sand? Is that all right for roads, or is it good sand for the road, or?
It should be. As far as testing, I have not tested it.
Okay.
It's
something Chris,
stuff,
Chris can go take a look at. And,
yeah.
That's the only concern I got. As long as it's all right, it's not too clayey for the road.
There's like three different types of sand in there.
Is there?
Yeah, the bottom part of the pit you could use for shouldering instead of using the good stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that type of stuff. But the top part should be, there should be at least 20 feet of it. I would expect it's decent.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, and you know, we're still in the process. I mean, I know you had said that you know you would take payments over years, you know, which would be a good thing for the town. I just got to check on the legalities of it, and we're interested. You know, we've got sand here on the off the Big Hill Road, but looks like it's going to be quite a process to try to get that. So we probably will leave that alone. Let some future boards tackle that. But okay.
Well, the nice thing about this one is permanent loader.
Right, right, and that's transferable. That
should be.
I would think. Eh?
Yeah.
I would think. You know, especially being in the town.
Transferable, so
right.
I think it's all transferable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Anybody else got any questions on that?
I don't know, last time Chris mentioned it, he said that he was getting pretty low in reserves for the town. So
yeah, he's out. This is last year on our sand pit.
We might have to make a move on it next
right.
year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to do something, no doubt about it. So, it would come up at a good time, I guess. You know.
So we'll probably have Chris get a hold of you and maybe have him go check it out. I don't think he's looked at it yet, I'm assuming.
That's why I was hoping he'd be here tonight.
Yeah, I was hoping he'd be here.
So, yeah. We'll have them touch base with you and go over. And
yeah, we can show them all the lines of where you actually mine.
Right.
Show them.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, paperwork on it and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I have about 9 acres, what like Mike had told me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and it's you know, fairly close by, not that far up from our other sand pit, so. Okay. All right. Any other questions on that? No? Okay. All right, so we'll move on to the library, and Art's not here in the library. So I'll have to skip that. Dog control. Nobody here on the dog control. Beautification.
I guess they got a report from the inspection on the dogs.
Yep.
I guess
from the shelter.
The shelter, everything went fine.
Yep.
By the looks of it, so I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah. Yeah, the state came in and inspected her and said everything looked good. Okay. Beautification?
Just still moving along with getting brick donations. Want to keep the reserve open for next year, for sure. Other than that?
Okay.
Going well.
All right, good. Good deal. Youth, no one here for the youth. Historian?
Historian, got a lot going on with our town historian page for Facebook. If you haven't taken a look, it's really become very interesting. A lot of history being discussed. Mm-hmm. We're up to like 560 members now. So it's going very well.
It's very nice, it is. Very interesting.
Yeah. It's a phenomenal amount of history, that's for sure.
Okay, all right, thanks, Ricky. Fire department, do not have a fire department report. Assessor's not here. EMS, I do not have an EMS report. Court, I do have a court report for the month of October, $2,849. Of that, 2019 went to the state. The county lost $30 on that. And the town of Moore's got $860. Cemeteries. Closed? Very well.
Very quiet. Somewhat. Very quiet. Not much you can do right now.
Nope. Okay. Right. Old business?
Did we ever get a claim for the bond from the state?
Not yet. It's 30 days since we signed the papers and we signed them at the last meeting. So.
They still haven't received the money for the.
Yeah, we're going to be getting that plus a little bonus.
Right. Should be here any time, though. Well, it goes directly into the account. I forgot to ask Renee if she checked today or not, but that's, yeah, that's coming. We should be running the ad for the new building grounds worker for next year. Run that in the paper the next couple weeks. Get that going. See if we get any... And anything else under new business? Well, move along to new business.
Do we do any, should we run anything around the town or just work it out for someone to replace, you know, Irving being resigning?
Yeah. Yep. Sure. We got an opening coming up on the board. If anybody knows anybody that's interested, have them send a letter to the town. Drop it off to Renee, my secretary, or mail it, whatever, and then we'll take a look at them, and I'll probably appoint somebody here. I'd like to do it on, we're going to have a meeting on the 29th, our end of the year meeting. I'd like to do it then, so then they're ready to take hold here first of the year. So we'll have a full board again. So,
how much time is left on that?
Well, it would be for the appointment would
be the next election.
Yeah, it'd be just for the year.
It'll be the election cycle. Yeah, whole year, from January to December. Yeah, they'd have to run if they want to stay on. They'd have to run in the fall, finish off the term, which I think is only 1 year left. So, but right now the state is looking at changing some of these things, so let's see what's going to happen. They want to change some of the elections, so they get more elections on the presidential year. So, which doesn't hurt my feelings. I would wish they would consolidate them, so because it's getting so damn expensive to run these elections, it's costing town a pile of money every time they have an election. So, if they can consolidate them, I wouldn't mind it at all. The other thing I got under new business, apparently there's a new rural disaster fund that's going around. This lady Doris Evans sent me an email. Actually, I got to go. They've got a seminar tomorrow over at major emergency services for the flooding that happened in July. They've got funding, they got low interest funding for businesses or residents that was affected by the flooding. They can apply for it. So that's coming up. I'll know more after the meeting tomorrow, but January 30th is a deadline to apply for it. So if you know of anybody that, I can't remember anybody in the town more. I know Ellenberg and Cherubusco and stuff had a lot of flooding, but I don't think we got hit too hard here when it comes up. But it's there if anybody's interested. Like I say, I'll know more tomorrow after the meeting. So I'll try to get, you know, more information out there, probably on our website. So, okay. Anything else under new business? Go for it.
I got an email from someone, I'd have to look, I'm not exactly sure who, but they're looking for stories during COVID of people affected in border towns with the border closing. So there's a website, a link that you can click on and just kind of tell your story and submit it, and they're compiling, you know, different stories. Mm-hmm. So we can put that on the website as well.
Oh, okay.
It's interesting.
Okay. Also, our contract for our IT services is expiring here at the end of the year. And we have a company here tonight that wants to do a presentation. I mean, I didn't think of it at the time, but right now you've only got two board members that's going to be here next year. So I don't know if you want to wait till the first of the year when we got a full board to make presentation.
Well, I work with Renee regularly anyways, because we do already have your copiers. So if it's okay with you guys, we present to you, and if
that's fine. You can do it.
We present again in January.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. I have just a couple of, I have some proposals for you guys. Only a couple of pages of it. It looks kind of scary, but only a couple of pages of it will actually, you know, be of interest to you guys. Okay. So while I'm going through, I will just let you know, my name's Meg. I am actually from Moores originally. I grew up here, which is what led me to come out here when I came back to the North Country. So I represent National Business Technologies. You guys do also do already have a copier with us, but we do offer managed IT services as well. And so Renee and I started talking about how your contract is expiring, and we did want to throw our hat in and, you know, get into that process as well. So that's honestly just a little bit about me, guys. The beautiful thing about working for National is that I get to smile and talk to people like yourselves, and then I have a team of experts behind me that really, you know, are the brains of the operation, if you will. So I brought with me Jason Tate, who is part of our IT department and an IT specialist with us at National. And he will be reviewing this proposal with you. Like I said, we'll probably skip to the most interesting parts for you guys, which will cover really what's, you know, included in that for you. We wanted to really make sure that we were covering everything that you're getting in your current contract. So we did do a walkthrough and stuff like that, just to make sure that, like I said, we would be covering everything that you do currently have as well.
Okay.
And with that, I'm going to let Jason take the floor.
I don't know about the brains of the my name is Jason Tate, quick history of me. I graduated high school with the U.S. Navy. I did 4 years on board the battleship Missouri. I did phones in IT then. It's the only job I've ever had, so I've got about 35 years experience. I know your time is valuable, so I'll just skip to the high points. Managed services, what we do is we take care of your computer environment. What we are proposing is that we give you the antivirus you need. We back up all of your computers, so if there was an event and one died and you need all the data off it, we can just pull that back up down, as well as somebody to call, whether it's a phone call, a chat, from it don't work, I can't get on the internet, Adobe won't load, too simple, how do I make an away message on my email because I'm going on vacation? So we offer all those services. It's a monthly fee. The contract we're looking at is for 36 months. There's a small fee to onboard. What that is my team comes here, they load the software on, they get the serial number of all the computers, the firewall passwords, everything we need to administer it. From then, it's all you can eat, whether you call us once a day or 100 times a day. It's the same charge all the way across. You'll hear us usually, we answer the phone live and can answer your problem right there, but my SLA is within 2 hours of you calling us, a technician will be working with your people to tell them how to make an away message. If it does require an on-site visit, must be something wrong with the wire or something in the building, that's also included, so you won't get charged for any on-sites. Like you had that with your existing contract, and what I wanted to do is duplicate exactly what you have. So we have been in business since 1927. I have 11 technicians standing by waiting to take phone calls, and they're all certified Microsoft. In addition to that comes the virtual CIO. This is a semi-annual meeting with my boss that can give you recommendations, upgrades. You know, Windows 10 is no longer secure, you should upgrade to Windows 11. Personnel training, what is a spam? Don't click on this attachment. Simple, keep your network safe. As well as if you guys ever did want to look into cyber insurance, there's a huge form that you have to fill out. Is my email encrypted and all these techie things. He would work with that, and it's all included in the package.
Okay. And the details of that, you guys can actually start looking at when you get to page 8. It'll go through really all that we're offering. And it really is, like Jason was explaining, a duplicate of what you currently have with a little bit more support, okay? Not only do you get myself, you get an entire team of techs that are sitting there waiting to assist. You will still have the desk, the chat on your desk, the chat icon on your desktop, making it super easy to connect with somebody. So if Renee doesn't even want to pick up the phone, she doesn't have to. She can literally just chat with someone right from the computer. We can remote in. And that's the nice thing about National, right? We're local. But we're also big enough to have at our disposal, a team that's very, very talented. We actually have locations in Plattsburgh, we have locations in Albany, Glens Falls, and we also operate in Kingston, I was going to say that incorrectly for a moment, Kingston and Burlington.
Yep.
So
we work with a number of municipalities from the city of Mount Vernon with 480 endpoints to Town of Esopus, which has about 15 or 12. So they get the same quality of service.
Okay, all right.
And this is saving you a little bit of money off your current contract, okay? If you have any questions about how that's broke down or anything like that, guys, we'd love to answer your questions. And of course, I will also go through with my business cards as well, because like I said, I am your account manager. The nice thing about that is with National, if you have anything that you need outside of chatting with someone on the chat, because I will tell you, I'm no technician, you just call me. And I can be a one-stop shop for you, even if it is something where you're having a technical issue. I can get to my team, say, hey, I need you to reach out to my customers. So you get one face that you have to deal with, and it also consolidates some of your billing, right? Because you're already doing your copier with us. Takes your IT in-house, and like I said, we're small enough to still have a local feel, but big enough to really have a lot of resources that I think will help you guys, and also maybe save the town a little bit of money, especially in this day and age, that's something that matters.
Okay.
One thing about the contract, it's for 7 computers, behind that door are 7 computers. If we want to add an 8th or 9th during the contract, the price remains,
okay.
And it's by user.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And you said you got an office here in Plattsburgh?
Yes, sir.
Your techs are here in Plattsburgh also?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
Not all 11.
Right.
One. Yes.
Yes.
Makes sense. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank
you. Thank you for your presentation.
Okay. Anything else under new business? Anybody else? No? Public comment? Anybody got anything?
Hey, Jeff. I was hoping Chris would be here tonight, but I brought up in October that there's a sign on the Emory Road that needs to go back up for the corner there, that 90-degree corner. It was taken down in May, I think, when they did some ditching, and they just left it in the ditch.
I remember you did bring that up.
I brought it up in October, and you were down, but nothing's been done.
And where is that?
Right across from Beth Lamerton's.
Okay.
That ditch right there.
Up for the curve?
Just for the curve.
One for the curve? Okay.
You see the sign right there, that in the ditch.
Okay. Between John Licker and Beth Lamerton.
Yep.
Yeah, we mentioned that before.
Yep. And maybe the board can get involved and...
All right, I'll give them a call tomorrow.
A little reminder.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Anything else? No? Anything else from the board? No? I'll entertain a motion to close then.
I'll make a motion.
We're making that. Don, second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Wow.